Now, basically, what you've done is to go through the mocked-up bill and to explain all of the amendments, and the only thing that needs to be changed in the mocked-up bill is what we're suggesting that should be added on page 4, line 11, the pursuant. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Everything else is in the mocked-up bill that you've explained?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So you heard the proposed amendments in the mocked-up bill. Is there a motion on the amendments?
Well, Senator, I have a question.
Sure.
Senator Kulongoski?
Yes.
On your proposed amendments dated 2381, yet another amendment.
We're going to take those up in a minute.
Okay. Okay, so we're not going to deal with that. You just want a motion to...
Could we take... then we'll go to that.
Okay, I would...
Okay. The amendments in the mocked-up bill have been moved. Is there any objection to those amendments?
With corrections, with two minor corrections.
With two minor corrections. Mr. Rhea, read them.
On LC amendments dated June 5th, on line 6, after the word requested, a comma, and on line 8, after services, change that to service.
Yes.
Okay, you've heard the amendments in the mocked-up bill and the slight changes Ms. Maria is suggesting. Is there any objection to those amendments? Seeing and hearing none, those amendments are ordered. Now, Senator Kulongoski or Senator Hannon, do you want to go to those other amendments?
Okay. Mr. Chairman, on page 5 indicates there should be a bracket after the word of.
Okay. So, line 8.
Right.
The word
should be after sub.
So you're deleting subsection 1. What is the subsection 1 that we're deleting?
No, I Mr. Chairman.
Go ahead, Senator Gossi.
I think you're on page 5, line 8.
Yeah.
The problem is grammatically that what they did is that they wanted to knock out subsection 1 should of. If you look, there should be a bracket there. This is just a standard form. Because the line should read, restrictions enumerated in ORS 293.495, parentheses 1.
Oh, okay.
It's just another way of saying it. They just didn't put the bracket in.
Okay.
Because it looked like you were deleting the whole line. And that's what the third amendment is. The amendment on page 4, which is the second amendment of the proposed amendments of 2381, has been already spoken to by Mr. Levy, and I will get that language very shortly. And on page 1 was the concern that I addressed, and I was concerned about as to who the claims would go to, and whether in fact that the dependent children in equal shares was sufficient. And I was putting in their guardians or their conservatives of their estates, just to make sure that in fact the money would be dispersed, because they're going to have guardians if they have money coming to them.
Surely.
And I thought just legally to be correct that that's the way it should be stated.
Sure, we have no objection to those.
No objection.
Okay, if you want to move those.
I would move those two amendments, Mr. Okay. Chairman, because on page, there's just two amendments that I'm suggesting.
Okay, fine. You all understand the two amendments? Any objection to those amendments? Seeing and hearing none, those are ordered. Okay, is there anything else now? Senator Kulongoski, would you get us the citation for the pursuant?
Yes, there are two, Mr. Chairman. The two sections are in the private sector are 663.110. ORS 663.110 is the conscience clause amendment for that particular, for the private sector. And for the public sector, for the public employees, it is, let's see if I can find this. It is 243.666. Now that covers the labor relations area. Now you've got the two sections, and Rick, I'm just trying to figure them out. Or to cert them in for 3.666, and I'm looking at sub on page 4, line 10, sub 4. Nothing in this section shall be construed as prohibiting the withholding of amounts authorized in writing by the employees to be contributed by the employees to charitable organizations, including,
yes,
those provisions, no, including.
contributions made pursuant to?
To 6-6, that's it.
Including okay. contributions made pursuant
to. Including contributions made pursuant to ORS 243.666 mm-hmm. and ORS 663.110.
Okay. You've heard that amendment. Is there, Senator Kungowski moves that,
I
right?
I move those amendments.
Okay. Is there any objection to that? Seeing and hearing none, that amendment's ordered. Okay. Now, I think we ought to send the bill off to get it engrossed, and if it looks like it's in good shape, then we'll move it. Does anybody want to?
I move that.
Okay. Senator Kungowski moves we send Senate Bill 209 to be engrossed, and then we'll. If it's okay, can we send it to the floor and do pass as amended?
Yeah.
Well, we'll send it to the floor and do pass as amended once it's engrossed. Committee Assistant McCall roll.
Senator Groner?
Aye.
Senator Hannan?
Aye.
Senator Kitzhauer?
Aye.
Senator Kulagowski?
Aye.
Senator McCoy?
Aye.
Senator Wingard?
Aye.
Senator Crowell?
Aye.
Senate
Bill 209, as amended, will be engrossed and then sent to the floor with the due pass recommendation. Okay?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Is 209 on the table? Do we have to do all that over again?
No.
It's not on the table?
This is 830.
Okay. Could I have a motion to move Senate Bill 830 off the table?
I have moved, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. Senator McCoy moves Senate Bill 830 off the table. Is there any objection? Seeing and hearing none, the quorum being present, that's ordered. Okay. Anything else? I think we're done for the day. Sure.